The winner of this year's Nobel Peace Prize was announced today. The International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons, or ICAN, won the award for its efforts to establish a global ban on nuclear weapons. Here was the announcement this morning.
ICAN has been the leading civil society actor in the endeavor to achieve a prohibition of nuclear weapons under international law.
Jeff Carter is the executive director of Physicians for Social Responsibility, which helped found ICAN 10 years ago. Jeff, welcome and congratulations.
Thank you. I am thrilled to be here, and I'm thrilled to be talking about this topic. It's just been an amazing whirlwind of a morning.
Yeah, well, tell us how it feels to win the Nobel Peace Prize, be part of it.
Well, you know, for us, who've been working on this for so long, it just feels like validation for all the work we've done, especially this past year working on the UN ban treaty. And, you know, sometimes feeling like nobody's paying attention, you know, with all the attention going on now with the rhetoric between our country and North Korea in particular, the hopeful message that I think the ban treaty represents has kind of got lost in the shuffle. The goal of ICAN is actually quite simple. It's the total elimination of nuclear weapons. We know that that is a lofty goal, but we believe it's an achievable goal. And what's really significant about the ban treaty is that for the first time, the non-nuclear states around the world are standing up and saying, this is not acceptable. We will not be held hostage to these weapons any longer. We don't expect the nuclear states to be signing the treaty anytime soon, but this really puts pressure on them. And the most important thing is that it begins to stigmatize these weapons even further. History has shown us that that has been the way to eliminate weapons of mass destruction.
At the same time, it does appear like in North Korea, we're getting closer to having another nuclear power with even more capability than before.
Yes, but remember why North Korea is pursuing that capability. The North Koreans feel under threat by the United States, and their leader has looked around the world and seen what has happened to other leaders that have come into conflict with the United States. They've been removed and sometimes killed, and I believe that their response, while I certainly don't agree with it and it's certainly dangerous, it's not irrational. And I think what we've got to do is, while we are working on stigmatizing the use of these weapons, we really need to get back to diplomatic discussions with the North Koreans to convince them to go in a different direction.
Not 24 hours before the announcement of the Nobel Peace Prize, there was another report that said that President Trump may pull the U.S. out of the Iran nuclear deal, which is in place to keep Iran from getting a nuclear weapon. What do you think about that?
I think that would be a catastrophe for the United States and for the world. We at PSR worked very hard with others in the anti-nuclear movement to support the Iran deal. It represents years of work to get that deal done. If we walk away from it, it actually puts Iran in a stronger position. It makes them look like the party that's been harmed because we're the one walking out. And it really makes it difficult for us to go forward with negotiations with North Korea because our credibility as someone you can trust when you're sitting down to make a deal is going to be in question.
That's Jeff Carter, who's executive director of Physicians for Social Responsibility, a group that helped found the International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons, which was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize today. Jeff, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.